Now, what is a demographic environment? Demography, I'm sure everybody knows about demography. You see, every marketeer is interested in their target audience, and it is nothing but is a scientific study of human population and its distribution structure. Demographic analysis deals with qualitative elements such as the age of your target audience, who are you selling to, gender, male, female. Like for an example, fair and handsome is targeted towards men, whereas fair and lovely is targeted toward women. So we need to understand what are the demographic factor, whom are we targeting here, what is the kind of educational qualification that these people have. So you know how to promote. For an example, if you see a good laptop, high-ended laptop, you probably may not see the advertisement of these high-ended laptops, which probably may be 1 lakh or 1.5 lakh probably, in let's say Filmfare magazine or a Stardust. But you will see them probably in Business India. You will see them probably in Economic Times, yeah, because people who are business class people or professionals normally need those kinds of newspapers, and therefore they will put their ad there. So qualification is also an important consideration for a marketeer when they market their product. Whom are they marketing? Once they know that, then they know if these are the people whom I want, what are the kind of attributes do they show? And if I have to promote the product, I know where I need to promote the product. I gave an example so that you can connect better. Right, that's what I need to do. So you need to have age, gender, education, occupation, self-employed hai, service class hai, business enterprise owner hai, income kya hai, geographical distribution kya hai, urban population mein bech rahe hain ya rural mein bech rahe hain, and we need to understand the demography. So we need to understand. So in macro environmental factor, first was what, demography, we need to understand that. Second is economic environment. If I want to go and sell, I need to understand the ability and the willingness for the consumer to pay my product, to pay for my product or my services. In my first chapter, I think, or a second, I don't remember exactly, I spoke about the ability and the willingness. So we need to understand that in this kind of an economic environment, will my product priced X sell? So I need to understand that. Will there be enough demand for my product at that price? Because I am looking at a particular target audience. For an example, I see some people, you know, they go, let's say rich people, you know, you go to buy a suit, let's say a coat. The other day I was in Marks and Spencer and I wanted to buy something. I saw a guy, he, you know, he came here, he wore a suit, you know, and then he liked it. You know, he had a friend along with him, a young boy, maybe 26, 27, you know, and he liked it. He said, wow, that's good. You know, he looked at it here, he looked at it there, and he was spitting, and he said, wow, this looks good, you know. And he said, wow, he opened it, and the friend was saying, wow, this is good. So he asked that guy, the other friend, kitne ka hai? So that guy said, this suit is some 16,000 rupees, he said. He just opened it and gave it. Bolte, yaar, kuch achha nahi hai kya? Kuch achha dikhao na, bhai. Whereas if you look at some other guy, probably will know where and say, for this coat 16,000? Oh, very expensive. That is not for him. So the marketeer, with this simple example at this point in time, I would just like to tell you, the marketeer should know ki mujhe kisko bechna hai. What is the kind of income classification of people who am I looking to sell? What are the kind of lifestyle do they have? And therefore, I need to think, what is it that I will price? How is it that I will price? I will talk to you on pricing chapter, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, stay tuned, you know. The third one, social and cultural environment. You look at it today, the social class is determined by the income, the occupation, the location, the residence, you know. Oh, where are you staying? He says, why, I stay at Cuff Parade in Mumbai. Oh, where do you stay? Oh, I stay in the Marine Drive and Marine Lines, yeah, just opposite the sea. Hey, where do you stay? I stay just near in Bandra, you see, just nearby to Shah Rukh Khan's bungalow, Mannat, and I go see all the sea, you see. So these kind of people probably, you know, now if I want to sell to those kind of people, and what kind of culture do they belong to? What kind of social class when it comes to income do they belong to? Are they upper class, middle class, lower class, what class? And each class has its own standards with respect to the lifestyle, with respect to the personality, with respect to the behavior of that person. And we need to understand the social and cultural environment. You know, if you look at in India, we probably, you know, want to, young generation want to be more westernized, you know. So probably a cultural environment is taking a huge shift. And the social environment is also there. People are now having good incomes, you know. There are three aspects broadly to this social and cultural environment. One, changes in lifestyle and social values. For example, if you look at in India, the changing role of women. You see, I see women today, you see, and I see young girls, let me tell you, and I teach at many places, and I run companies, I have three companies, and I see these young girls when I interview them, that some girls are so good. And many girls are so good. I mean, they come up. They want to pursue a career, right? They want to be independent. And why not, right? They want to be. So, you know, the role of women has changed. So, you know, look at it 15 years back and look at it now and look at it, you know, 15 years hence. There is going to be a sea change in the role. So the changes in lifestyle, the changes in social value, the quality of goods, therefore, that these people are wanting to buy. They don't want quantity, they want good goods, good. They are waiting to pay a price if it's good, you know. Greater preference, you know, are there since they are earning, you know, 5 days a week, 2 days the party hard, you know. They want recreation and they want ready-made food, you know. They probably want to go to beauty parlor and go to a spa treatment. Is it not? So wow, I mean, this is changing, is it not? This is changing, you know. I never know, but I see young men today, you know, they go to the men's parlor for a facial. Now, if you look at me, I've never ever had a facial throughout my life. I'm 51 years old. Now, because that was there, look at it today. Wow, you know, so they would like to face. Now, I'm not saying that's right and this is wrong and that is wrong and there's no dear, who am I? The 100% is right. But what I'm trying to say is the changes that are happening, very, very important. Now, second is, whenever there is something good, there could also be something which is not as good. So we have major social problems also. For an example, today there is a lot of concern for pollution of our environment. We talk about global warming. We need to have socially responsible marketing policies. We have societal marketing, social marketing. We have social obligations toward the society. We need to have safety in occupation and the products and services that we sell. Yes, we need to have them. So, you know, there's a changing. And third is a consumerism, you know. It's become increasingly important to marketing decision-making process. Dear friends, you know, I thought of just adding this three pointers here for under social and cultural and environment just to connect you a little bit more into what is social and cultural environment. Now, what is this? Now, this obviously has a lot of impact, you know, when a marketeer sells. So we need to know the political and the legal forces. I just spoke about, you know, a political decision of demonetization. You know, there is another political decision which is pending, which may be going to come up is GST. Right? And therefore, their political and legal forces are gaining considerable importance in the marketing activities. Marketing systems are affected by the government monetary policies, fiscal policies, the GDP, the import-export policy, the custom duties, the excise. Now, all of this could be embedded and have a one GST. We don't know. But that's afterward. But there are so many things. We need to understand this. Anti-pollution laws are there, you know, and these are very important. You look at in Mumbai, so many buildings, you know, builders were making, and most of the building they were not able to give on time. And many buildings they are doing and then stopped because of pollution. They say, no. One of them, there could be other reasons also. I'm just giving an example. You know, they stop it. Oh, this is not the way. We are not going to allow. So political and legal forces, macro environmental factor, any decision taken on this will affect all the businesses operating in that domain. I wanted to remind you that. Last one, we will take another one, technology, the evolution of global markets. Look at the innovation and creativity. Look at the technology that is coming in. Look at the driving force. Now, this is the driving force behind product innovation. This is the driving force between service innovation and development of many, many markets, sir. Is it not? Technology is changing. We had a cordless phone, and I used to make a cordless phone, and I used to go from one room to the other room in my house, and it used to get disconnected. And then we now have a phone which is wireless, and we can connect and talk to Latin America, you know, just by pressing a button, you know. You see the technological environment. We had trunk calls, STD, ISD, now Skype, you know. Look at the technology. This also, this video lecture is also a technology which is used in education. You are not there in class live lecture. Yes, there could be some disadvantages of that, because if you would have been there, you may have some questions in your mind. You would have stood up or raised your hand and asked me. Well, there could be a little of this, but we, you know, in this program, that's the reason we have VCF, that's the reason we have PCP, you know, so we are giving you a consolidated package that, dear, these are the things which are available. So there will be pluses some, and there will be some minuses, but that's part of the game. Now, we need to understand the technological innovations that are happening, the nature, environmentalist, the natural environment, ecological environment, market economy, sustainable development, environmental protection. Is it not? Global warming, health, you know, everyone has to, you know, we have to integrate all this into a healthy, peaceful and productive life in harmony with the nature. So we cannot do anything as a marketeer so that it spoils the ecology or the naturalistic environment. So this is what I had to talk about, macro environmental factor. I'm sure you have understood this uncontrollable factor, external. Now we understand there that we have to, experts are there. They talk about ecological system, preservation and survival of these ecological system, pollution they talk about. The marketing system of an enterprise today now has to satisfy not only the buyers of his product, but also the societal one, social obligation. We talk about CSR activity. What is that? Corporate social responsibility. I'm sure many of your companies may be into the CSR and probably doing that. So marketing executives are expected to take measures to see that they conserve and allocate the resources properly, which are scarce in nature. And they must show active interest in the welfare of the community life. They have to show their dear. So we have to be like that, dear. With that, I go to the last part, which is micro environment. What is microenvironment? I've already spoken about, you know, these are factors specific to the business. It impacts only that business concerned with consumers, their marketing intermediaries and suppliers. So, and obviously the competition. What is a consumer? We have spoken today, organization does everything the way consumer wants. And consumer is the king, and organization are customer centric. So the wants, desires, expectation, needs, demands, all of them we need to understand. And we need also to understand that these are not stationary, but these keep on changing and they're fluctuating and they are dynamic. And marketing system therefore must respond to this changing needs of the customer and desires in all aspects. It needs to do that. Second one, marketing intermediaries. Who are the intermediaries? All those companies, firms, organizations which moves the product from the producer to the consumer, which means the agent, CNFA agent, CSA agent, the wholesaler, the distributor, dealer, the retailer. These are the people who do that, and therefore they play a very, very important role. We need to understand as organization that what is the micro environmental factor when it comes to my business. I need to analyze that. Supplier. The company purchases raw material from vendors and it has to use that. They get the material supplies regularly so that they are able to continue their production. And therefore, one company does not get material and one vendor does not supply you raw material, it can affect the production process. The moment the production process gets affected, what happens is we are lost on opportunity cost on sales. And therefore, if we are not able to sell, how can we make profits? So we need to understand the supplier thing. Most important, one of the most important things is the competition. Although price competition is still present, particularly in retail market, but non-price competition is of paramount importance for the manufacturer. The marketing manager has little or no control over the actions of competitors. Look at it at this point in time, what we are going through. Reliance, Jio, what is doing? Free. Understand what is happening to Vodafone, what is happening to Airtel, what's happening to all those other people. Great competition. Now here it is price competition, value competition. What competition? Let's not get into that. We'll talk about it when we talk about pricing. But it is there. So we need to understand that. And therefore, Dren, internal environment, the marketing efforts are also influenced by the internal forces that are controllable by the management. That's what I showed you in that transparency where I explained to you how it moves. And therefore, we need to understand that we have to understand as a company, do we have the right plant machinery? Do we have the right production capability? Do we have the right technology? Do we have the money to do it? Do we have right people to drive this? What is the image of the company, the product, the services? What is the kind of product, service, place, price, promotion that we are doing? We need to understand that. So therefore, if for an example, if the company wants to increase sales volume by extending the marketing activity to new areas, new geographical areas you get into, it has to consider the human resource requirement, is it not? How many people are there? How many people you require? What are the type of salespeople that you require? What are the kind of new markets that you will be covering? What kind of development training do they need? What are the kind of qualification and experience do you need? So you need to look at all that. And therefore, we have to take care of the internal environment. Dear friends, now we are on to the last part of this. Some example of corporate marketing strategies. Just to supplement or complement what we have spoken. As of now, what have we understood? A pause and a summary. We understood that every business, when they want to operate in any environment, needs to scan the marketing environment. One, internal environment. Two, external environment. Internal, what is there in me? Production, technology, HR, people, finance, etc. Two, external environment. Internal controllable, external uncontrollable. Two, macro, micro. Micro environment is only if impacting your firm. So we looked at micro environment. We looked at competitor, we looked at supplier, right? They can affect our organization. And macro environmental factor, demographic, political, economical, cultural, social, technological, legal, national, environmental. So we have to do that and understand all that and we move ahead. Every organization looks that, scans it, analyze, and then make their strategies and move ahead. So if you are looking at, so the consumer's market are totally changing, the availability of goods and services are increased. The consumer today has a wide choice in asking for more and more benefits and want at a lesser and lesser cost, you know. I mean, the competition is heating up. So we want a letter and letter. Many companies have studied, therefore, the changing marketing environment. And have come up with customer-oriented marketing strategies. Because that's what we need to do. In this changing environment, what is it that customer require? We need to give them that, you know. So let's look at four small cases, caselet I would say. We talk about Asian Paints. You know, Asian Paints is one of the big companies into the paint industry. The success of Asian Paints is primarily due to their great marketing strategies. You know, the company introduced, I'm giving you one example, not all of them. A company introduced small packs of paints and expanded the dealer network. Why, you know? Because they wanted to get into rural and urban areas. Why, you know? Because what they found out was that there were customers in that which were using chuna to paint their houses. They used the mascot called as Gattu. Became very popular. The company studied the market, urban as well as the rural, and found out that there are a huge volume of chuna which is used for painting their houses. You know what they did? They started with understanding that what is the kind of these pricing which they have. And they found out that it anyway cost between 5 rupees to 20 rupees, and they used that chuna, bought that chuna and lime and used to paint the house. So what they thought was, now that was the environment prevalent there. So what they did was, they came up with a special brand of distemper called as Utsav. And they did it in line with the festival time. They priced it at 25 per kg and was made available in 1 kg packaging to meet the requirement of the small sized house. The launch of the product coincided with festival, and they made it available across the rural area in all these small towns. Supplies were made to grocery stores, company dealer, demonstration were done, local newspaper ad was given, and the product Utsav was accepted as a replacement for chuna. And this recognized a very successful marketing strategy in the paint industry. I'm just giving you some simple example. And as they moved ahead, they also entered into technical collaboration with the US and the Japanese company. They went into automotive paints, and they went and increased their share in industrial paint segment, you know, on the IT front. They had 50 depots at that point in time, and they were connected to the manufacturing plants and the head office for faster flow of information, monitoring supplies that they are going to get and inventories that they were keeping. And you know, Asian Paint is the leader today in the decorative paint segment with a market share of approximately about 38%. A very good example of understanding the rural environment and understanding what are they doing, and then making a product, pricing the product, promoting the product and distributing the product at the right place in the right way to make them a great company and a great brand. I'm sure you are connecting. Now connect this, whatever I said about theory, to the practical aspect. The another company was Kevin Care. In 1983, this company came up with single product, you know, and started out as a small partnership firm. Chic shampoo was introduced by the company in 1983. And you know, the target audience, what they targeted was lower middle class people, semi-urban, monthly household income between 1500 to 3000 rupees. They targeted females in the age group of 16 plus. Radio was used as a mass medium, and popular cinema dialogues were used to promote the product, you know. You know what they did? They use a new method of actually sales promotion. What they do is, they went through and gave a consumer scheme that anyone who can come by, you know, who will come back with 4 empty sachets, which they will give it to the retailer will give them one free. Chick was the first shampoo which was launched in the market in a sachet form, packed around and priced 50 paisa. Just 50 paisa, and the strategy revolutionized the shampoo market in our country. You know, today Chick is approximately a 200 crore brand. And about 60% of Chick sales comes from rural markets. Understand how important it is to understand. The company today markets 10 major brands. Over the years, Kevin Care has achieved a competitive edge with sound understanding of mass marketing dynamics. Another great thing, you know. Let's look at the third example. Consumer products, Godrej. Godrej Consumer is a leader among Indians FMCG companies with leading household and personal care products. They are into various categories: soap, hair care, household care, fabric care, and they have very many brands on that, you know. You have Synthol in the soap, you have Godrej, you have Fair Glow, you know, in case of toiletries, they have Synthol Tal, Godrej number one Tal, hair care, they have Godrej hair color, household care, they have Godrej disc washer, and fabric care, they have Godrej Easy. Just a list of a few brands. Let's look at, you know, the Godrej number one soap, one of the brand. The product strategy that they use. Godrej introduced many variants like sandal, jasmine, Ayurvedic, lavender to extend the product line of soap. So that they came up with different kinds of soaps. So that they extend the product line of soap. I'm going to talk to you what is extension of product line in products. Each variant is a little different from the others. The variants were introduced to satisfy the varying needs of the consumer. After this chapter, I'm going to talk about the fourth chapter, which is consumer behavior, and I'm going to talk about what are the different needs of the consumer, and therefore identifying those different needs, they went on to have a different product or a brand to satisfy those needs. So they had talc powder and the name Godrej number one. Godrej number one talc was available in two variants, jasmine as well as sandal. Shampoo Godrej launched for the first time in India, and they came up with an aloe almond combination in a shampoo. That was the first time it was done in India. What do they price? In order to reach out to the masses, it was necessary to develop smaller SKUs, and hence what is SKU, stock kept per unit, and hence price them accordingly. So Godrej number one soap did just that. The products came in different sizes, prices accordingly, varied accordingly. 115 grams pack of 4 at 50 rupees, 90 grams pack of 4 at 40 rupees. So what they did was, they had different weights, and accordingly they used a bundle pricing strategy. They went to 90 grams pack of 3 at 30 rupees, 70 grams pack of 4 at 30 rupees, 40 grams single 5 rupees. See the pricing, see the pricing, you know. Why are they doing that? They understood the environment. They understood that consumers are of different types. They understood they will use it for different things, and they did that. And then what they did was, they had an ambitious plan to extend distribution to smaller towns and rural markets, you see. And they were a great, great product and great brand. And you know, Godrej is doing extremely well in the FMCG sector. Micromax, let's come to a very favorite one. Everybody uses a mobile, Micromax. What the Micromax did? They introduced product with comparatively lower prices, focusing mainly on adding particular innovative features and benefits in the product. This gave them a competitive edge over the others and made Micromax a primary choice for the rural consumer. I mean, why rural? I see in urban also many people are using Micromax. They worked on the pricing strategy, made in India, worked on the pricing strategy. Nirma, who does not know the fight between Nirma and Surf? Nirma went in for no thrill approach in production, sales, distribution. And they went on with the Nirma little girl campaign. And they, you know, the girl was going round and round and round with the feet, making a strong mnemonic for the brand. And really, you know, Nirma shattered the myth that economy at the cost of quality. And Nirma over a period of 10 years had become the largest selling brand, and the success of Nirma was due to affordable price, medium quality, distribution reach, and effective use of the media. And they did very well, you know, this very well. The last example is Tata Motors. You know the company has 24,000 employees and are guided by the vision to be the best in manner in which you operate, best in the products we deliver, and best in our value system and ethics. That's what Tata says. The commercial vehicles are known for their reliability and durability. They are too good, you know. 7 out of every 10 trucks on the Indian roads proudly carry the Tata logo. Who is the customer? With the help of McKinsey, they did a research, scanned the environment, understood the different things. The company classified, therefore, its customer into 4-level pyramid, which is a very good thing, you know, you should know this. At the bottom was acquisition price sensitive customer. Yeah, they want the lowest price. Only price. Performance chodo, meko price chahiye. I want lowest price. Above that is a return on investment customer who is willing to pay the price for a better value. Okay, I'm okay, but do I get a better value? I'm willing to pay additional. The third layer is looking for a balanced customer who weighs both the price and the performance. He wants both. Where a price bhi achha hona chahiye aur performance bhi product ka achha hona chahiye. And at the top performance customer, a customer who is willing to pay a higher price. I'm okay. I want good, you know. That's a higher price. He's willing to pay the higher price. And they made it accordingly and sold their products at different price ranges by understanding the environment and made a fantastic job. To conclude, dear friends, the business enterprise is an open, adaptive system with its own environment, and therefore it's very, very important for an organization to look at the environment, understand the environment, scan the environment, understand what is the best that they can do in that environment, both internal as well as external, both macro as well as micro, make a product, service, give it to the market. Understand them and you are going to sell. So you need to understand that, and therefore we have to understand that the marketplace is a place where buying and selling take place with the help of money, and intermediaries also exist in the external environment. And the main force, therefore, to create the need for new responses of the firm are the changing customer demand. As I said there, today customers are wanting more and more at less and less prices. Competition, every day new thing is coming. The same competitor is doing better things. New competition coming up. Technology is changing. Better and better technology. Economic, legal forces, policies of governments changing. And we need to understand all of that before we move ahead. So I'm sure, dear, you have understood this chapter very well. Thank you very much for listening to me. God bless you, and I love you all. Take care. Stay tuned for the fourth chapter, which is consumer behavior. Bye-bye.